It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. On this day in 1974, Eric Clapton starting a four-week run at number one with his album 461 Ocean Boulevard. That's the house on the cover in the town of Golden Beach, Florida, near where Clapton lived while making the album. Mainline Florida, one of my favorite Clapton solo songs here. From 461 Ocean Boulevard, which was number one of their stay back in 1974. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for being alongside. Jonathan Holifield on the phone line now, former NFL player, dubbed the architect of inclusive competitiveness. He's also the author of the book, The Future Economy and Inclusive Competitiveness, How Demographic Trends and Innovation Can Create Economic Prosperity for All Americans. You can find that at Amazon and elsewhere. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
It's great to be here, Scott. Thanks for the opportunity.
You had a stint in the NFL with the Cincinnati Bengals. Football season, NFL around the corner. My son and I did watch some preseason action this past weekend, which I kind of feel bad about. Preseason NFL to watch on TV. Nothing really happens in those games from a fan perspective. Do you still get as excited for the season now that you're, at least 20 years out from playing?
Scott, you're being generous. I'm more like 30 years out of the game. I still enjoy the game. It's a heck of a game. It's a heck of a sport. So many of my own life lessons came from that playing field and that competition. I must be biased, Scott, but I think it's the best, the greatest game among all the games. So, I still enjoy it. Probably don't consume as much as I did when I was younger, but I need a dose every fall.
You're now Senior Vice President for New Economies at Bitwise Industries. How did you get turned toward the business world, toward the world of economics? Was it your major in college? Did you find someone during your playing career or shortly after that sort of turned you in that direction?
You know, that's a great question, Scott, and it really was a progression coming up, you know, after my stint in the NFL, graduate school, law school. Always cared about community and economic development and those kinds of things. And frankly, I was doing all the things that someone who has those interests would do. But I didn't have a great answer for why we weren't moving the needle, and that stayed with me. I mean, I'm volunteering and doing all the good stuff, all the stuff, but it wasn't moving the needle. Then I got an opportunity to get a peek into the, quote, innovation economy, end quote, when the Chamber of Commerce president asked, would I be interested in joining the chamber to help lead this? So this is the, you know, crossing into the year 2000. And as connected and as high profile as I was becoming in Cincinnati, I had no clue what was happening right in front of my face. And it was at that moment, quite frankly, Scott, that it was like an epiphany. Oh, my gosh. In order to move the needle, you got to do needle moving stuff. It's just not a matter of doubling down and tripling down in effort on the traditional areas of the economy where most of our focus was, but really linking to the top opportunities, the things that will determine a region or our nation's economic future. And that's really what turned the page for me. And my career has been on that trajectory ever since.
In fact, the name of your podcast is Moving the Needle, which you can find out there as well. Jonathan Holifield is with us. His book is The Future Economy and Inclusive Competitiveness. So that phrase, inclusive competitiveness, what do you mean by that? How does it help drive our economy forward?
Oh, boy. Well, underneath that is U.S. competitiveness. Mm-hmm. It can be defined as the ability of American firms to compete in the global economy while raising standards of living of the average American. For so much of competitive focus at the national level, beginning in the early 80s, right, it was really focused exclusively on firm performance. That was the measure. More recently, we've begun to reattach improvements in quality of life to firm performance. So what are the levers that will drive our national economy and maintain our American standard of living? Those are the competitiveness levers. You never see competitiveness connected with underserved or underestimated communities. Never. Without that connectivity, it will be impossible for folks to raise their standards of living and support our overall national competitiveness. We're facing a competitor, if you will, unlike any other we have had in our history. We have a nation that has over 1 billion people that actually directs talent in the areas of national need. They make you do things. Mm-hmm. Over here, we have to incent, encourage, and create opportunities. That's not the American way. And that will take an all-hands-on-deck effort to really compete. We need everybody in the game, not just in the game in the less productive areas of the economy, but in the most productive areas of the economy.
So, Jonathan Holifield, these ideas, I don't know if we want to call them reforms, changes, what needs to be done, are they possible to be done simply via private sector actions, or is the public sector, the government sector also needed to be involved in changes in regulations and rules and things like that?
You know, it is a public-private effort. And frankly, most of our national history, our emerging industries have been seeded. You know, public sector investment, particularly for emerging areas of the economy, have been seeded by public sector investment that de-risk and ultimately paved the way for huge job creation and private capital to come in. Private capital, you know, is a tough thing to get in play. And oftentimes, the role of the national government and the public sector more generally is to help ignite, de-risk the kind of investments that ultimately the private sector will make. But key in that and underneath all of that, Scott, is the absence of ecosystems in underserved or underestimated communities. That is the combination at the local and regional level of systems comprised of public, private sector actors that are designed to improve local productivity. They have worked fabulously in forms of clusters and so forth across the nation over the past 40 years. However, we have not yet extended those practices, those ecosystem building, cluster building practices to underserved communities. We know what works. Let's extend it to get more people involved.
Jonathan Holifield, you can find him on Facebook, also on Twitter, and his podcast is Moving the Needle, the book, The Future Economy and Inclusive Competitiveness. Jonathan Holifield, thanks so much for joining us this morning on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me, Scott, and have a great day.
That's Jonathan Holifield on The Steve.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcome to be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
In the 10. It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Despite the struggles of the Tigers this year, there have been plenty of memorable moments, including special firsts for some Tigers rookies. The latest coming Monday night in Cleveland. That's when Kerry Carpenter hit his first extra base hit with a double in the second inning of the nightcap, and then he belted his first career Major League home run in the sixth in the same game. Carpenter hit 30 homers in the minors to earn a call-up, and he hit that homer in the same game that Brian Garcia collected his first Major League win as a starter. There's no guarantee that either will help the Tigers in 2023, or even the remainder of this season, but their special moments are worthy of recognition. It's what makes baseball great, even if this season hasn't been for the Tigers.